Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. As the baby boomers age, so do the characters in their movies. This week I'm looking at two dramas and a documentary about traveling around. There's an older woman exploring the western United States in her dilapidated mobile home. Two older men driving through northern England in their old camper. And an intense documentary series that takes you across the 20th century and back again. Nomadland, written and directed by Chloe Zhao, based on the book by Jessica Bruder. Fern, played by Frances McDormand, is an ornery older woman with short gray hair who lives in Empire, Nevada, a company town that processes gypsum. She likes wearing overalls and reciting Shakespeare. She followed her beloved husband to Empire decades earlier with a promise of lifetime employment. It proved true for him. He died at work. But the Empire has fallen. Now she's a widow, the plant is closed, the company has pulled up stakes, and the town itself no longer exists. It's been wiped off the map, literally. So she's broke with no prospect of work, so she packs up all her stuff, piles it into a ramshackle RV, and sets out on the highway. She's not homeless, she's houseless. Her home is on wheels. On her travels, she encounters a group of people just like her, camping in RVs in the desert like old war horses put out to pasture. They've got no money. Instead, they share goods at the trading post, sing songs around a campfire, and do each other favors like fixing flat tires. They live entirely off the grid. You heard of Burning Man? This is Burning Van. Fern meets Dave, a friendly guy with a graying beard, played by David Strathern, and she begrudgingly starts to shack up with him. They go their separate ways, eventually looking for work where they can find it, but she meets up with him again in the Badlands as she travels across the American West. Will they live together permanently? Can Fern settle down and move to the suburbs? Or will she stick to her own, to her nomadic life and the freedom of the open road? Nomadland is an engrossing, gritty drama about an older woman on the road trying to make it on her own. It's all about finding friendship and hope amidst loneliness and poverty. Frances McDormand is remarkable as Fern, acting alongside non-actors, ordinary people playing themselves. This is Chloe Zhao's third feature, and like her earlier ones, it feels part documentary, part drama, slow-paced, and very real. It's all shot on location against magnificent and stark scenery. The desert, the mountains, the sterile interior of an Amazon warehouse, and the rustic, charming kitchen of the famous Wall Drugs. Nomadland isn't a Hollywood feel-good movie. It's even mildly depressing in parts, but on the whole, this is a magnificent and moving picture. Just great. Supernova, written and directed by Harry McQueen. Sam and Tusker are a middle-aged couple who have lived together in England for decades. Tusker, played by Stanley Tucci, is a successful American novelist, bald-headed with a sharp tongue. He loves staring at the night sky and thinking about distant galaxies. Sam, played by Colin Firth, is an English concert pianist who likes woolly sweaters and old friends. Together, they used to travel around the world or on long trips exploring Paris and Italy and Kyushu, Japan. Now, they're on a drive in an old run-down camper through the rocky hills and steep green ravines of the Lake District. They're heading for a concert hall where Sam is giving a recital after a long hiatus. Tusker is working on his latest novel. On the way, they stop to celebrate a birthday at Sam's childhood home. and surrounded by closest friends and family, driving on a scenic highway, snuggling up together in the camper at night with their shaggy dog. What could be bad? The bad is Tusker's early onset Alzheimer's. He was diagnosed a while back and it's starting to reveal itself. Everything still works normally, but he dreads the day when he can no longer control himself. "I'll always be there for you," says Sam, but Tusker doesn't want that to happen. He wants to be the driver, not Sam's passenger. Supernova is a tender and loving drama about dying and loss. It's full of profundities about destiny and memory, picturesque stone houses and music on the car radio. It's nicely acted and subtly carried out, but maybe too subtle by half. It didn't really move me. There's a single basic idea. Tusker doesn't want to lose control. Sam doesn't want to lose Tusker. But it feels repetitive and exploring the same conflict over and over. I like the intimacy and familiarity of the two main characters, of the lovers, but the movie is just too simple, and I didn't really like the movie's portrayal of someone with dementia. It just doesn't quite ring true. Can't Get You Out of My Head, written and directed by Adam Curtis. What do Jiang Qing, that's Madame Mao, Lee Harvey Oswald, the Red Army faction, a London slumlord, the Mau Mau Rebellion in Kenya, petrodollars, and Appalachian coal miners all have in common? They're all part of a documentary series directed by Adam Curtis about the history, economy, psychology, and politics of the 20th century. He explores the fall of empires, but also the failure of revolutions. He looks at the origins of false conspiracy theories, as well as actual conspiracies, like the CIA's use of LSD on unsuspecting patients. If you've never seen his documentaries before, now, with all the recent confusion and strangeness and unprecedented changes of 2020 and 2021, this is a perfect time to start. These documentaries were just released. They're currently being released. Curtis has a unique filmmaking style that manages to tell its story without ever shooting any new footage. Huh? How does he do that? Well, virtually all his visuals are taken from meticulously researched material from the BBC archives going back decades and decades. They're edited together in a constantly changing, almost convoluted way, but one that always makes sense almost in the end. No, all makes sense in the end. And all the docs are narrated relentlessly by the filmmaker's own distinctive voice. They have such an unusual look. It's like they've been the film's made of long forgotten dusty film spools that Adam Curtis dug up in someone's basement. But at the same time, it also feels like it somehow explains what you just heard on the news 3 days ago. You may or may not like the style, but I guarantee his docs will tell you things you've never knew or never seen before. Nomadland opens today. Supernova is playing at the Digital TIFF Bell Lightbox, and you can find episodes of Can't Get You Out of My Head for free on YouTube and other places. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.